maybe give them their last taste of Vegemite and to welcome new arrivals to what we regard as an Australian icon. Paddy, are you there?
I'm here, Mr. Vic.
At that fabulous place we call the International Airport, but it's all going to change very soon, of course.
The Big Tin Shed itself.
The Big Tin Shed. Okay, so what's been happening? You've given it to a few people.
Well, I've been wandering around here like a bit of a dork, and nothing unusual for me.
Now, why do you do this job? I mean, really?
No, the pay. You wouldn't do it for the pay, would you?
You wouldn't.
But
you wouldn't do the breakfast show for the pay either. Sorry.
I met up here with Dan and John from the UK, and I gave them a little taste of my mum's Vegemite sandwich. So little sweet triangles of white bread, just like every Aussie little kid grew up on Vegemite. And Joan and John from the UK, what did you think of your taste of Vegemite? Oh, very tasty. Would you buy some? Maybe. What about you, John?
I think so, as a Smith kit. As a very small snack, or with a glass of beer.
You know, the best way to have it is just on a teaspoon.
On a teaspoon?
Yeah.
He just wants an excuse to have a glass of beer.
Strong.
No. Actually, the bigger the spoon, the better it tastes.
Come on.
True. And so, would you like another sandwich here? We'll believe you. Okay, well, stay put, and I'll grab my little phone, and I'll grab my sandwiches, and bon voyage or whatever we say to you guys, and have a safe trip. I'll just come out here, Peter, because we've got a young girl here. Oh, she's gone. Oh, here she is. And she's back to Canada. Now, here we are. What's her name again, sorry? Kate. And Kate, you're back to Canada. You're over here for your dad's 80th birthday. Congratulations. Now, you had a Vegemite sandwich. Are you going to pack any Vegemite when you go back to Canada? Yes, I'll take some back. Would you? Because I actually have a jar of Vegemite here with me, and on the back of the jar, it's got Mum's Prime's meatloaf recipe. You could make that up in Canada for yourself. What do you reckon? It'll taste the same in Canada as it does here.
She doesn't sound overly enthusiastic, does she?
I think she's a bit overwhelmed. It's not every day you're offered a Vegemite sandwich. Would you like to have another little sandwich, Kate, just to keep you going on that long haul back to Canada?
I'll tell you what, it'll be better than the food you get into the plane.
Oh, that's right. Mum, did you give Kate Vegemite when she was growing up? Certainly I did, and I've sent her many jars of Vegemite to Canada since she's been there.
Is that right?
Yes, that's absolutely true.
So you've been the one making the shortage in the factory, have you?
Oh, yeah, must be.
Could be. Okay, well, I'll continue to give it out. I have offered it to some of our overseas business, and funny enough, they just look at me.
Yeah, apparently some people from Thailand, they just shook their head and wouldn't have anything to do with you.
No.
They've heard about you, or the Vegemite, one of the two.
I think it's the smell of the Vegemite saying it. Couldn't have been me, possibly.
But all right, Paddy, keep it up, because this could be their last opportunity to have Vegemite before they leave Australia, or indeed ever, if this shortage continues.
Thanks, Peter.
See you around.
Bye.
Bye-bye.